listening to the flagship station for Maryland Terrapin Sports, ESPN Radio 1300. And this is Mile One Terp Talk. Here's Bruce Posner.
Bruce Posner back on our closing segment. Real quick, if you need a business loan, a home refi, a home mortgage loan, call my brother Arnold Posner, 410-440-7276 with Integrity Lending. The rates have been dropping a little bit, and my brother will take good care of you. All right, Dino, it's that time of the show for the closing argument this week. And I'm taking the role today, and here we go. It's brought to you by Jenkins Block & Associate and my good buddy Bruce Block, specializing in workman's compensation cases, disability cases, 410-727-4000. Again, the comments about I'm about to make represent my opinions, not those of Jenkins Block & Associates, but we appreciate Bruce for sponsoring this segment. Jason Garrett, I hope what I'm about to say turns out to be bogus and you come to your senses and accept the Ravens' offer. Jason, you blew it. Yeah, maybe you use the Ravens to better your deal with Jerry Jones, but there are only 32 of these head coaching jobs in this country, and you had a shot to work for a guy whose pockets are so deep that he is paying his former coach $5 million a year, and he still feels sorry for him. Maybe you lack the confidence in your offensive coordinator ability because you sure don't have to come in here and be a defensive genius. Okay, you probably have Jerry Jones doubling or even tripling your salary, and maybe even a promise that one day you will replace Wade Phillips. But guess what, Jason Garrett? If T.O. goes down or redevelops his poor attitude, or Romo keeps fading into the Hollywood seed, Jason, you will be toast. By the way, Jason, the Ravens went from 13-3 to 5-11 in 1 year. The Cowboy team I watched Sunday was manhandled by a 7.5-point underdog with Eli, not Peyton, at the helm. Jason, you pulled a nice number on Baltimore, but if you don't take the job, the final joke might just be on you. Your first decision under pressure in Baltimore was not that impressive. That's my closing argument for today. I hope Jason Garrett comes, but if he doesn't, I truly do believe it's his mistake. Dino, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I have my sense is that we probably have lost him, that maybe he was using us to drive the price up.
Maybe.
Well, there's another possibility here. This might be a guy, because he had the Atlanta appointment set up, who might just be honoring his commitment to hear them out.
I think he made the dumbest decision in the world to get a chance to work for somebody like Bisciotti, okay, who is so team-oriented, whose pockets are so deep. Coming to a franchise that, despite what they were saying on the national network beforehand, the Ravens are not a team that has to be rebuilt. Yeah, we got a quarterback problem. I hope that wasn't the reason he didn't come, but you never know. But the guy's, he's supposed to be so great with his offense, but how great is he without T.O., okay? How great was that team with T.O. playing at 50% or half speed? I wasn't that impressed Sunday. How about you?
I wasn't either, and I think over the last four games, I think Dallas only averaged 12.3 points per game. Until he accomplishes things as a head coach, we don't know what he's capable of. He's not proven, but I sure would move on with the interviews as they are, and he's not the last game in town.
No, I also would not sit there and wait for him to make a decision. In other words, if they feel the answer is this Harbaugh, and I really know nothing about him, okay, or if they feel the answer, and I think the answer might be a little bit better out of Indianapolis with Caldwell, okay, having more of that assistant coach experience,
right.
Okay, I would pull the trigger on one of those guys and not sit there and wait for Jason Garrett. Because, look, maybe the guy just wants to stay in Dallas. Maybe he figures Jerry Jones will promise him the job. But I got to tell you something. Jerry Jones chose Wade Phillips. He's staying with Wade Phillips. And it was not that impressive down the wire.
And didn't he hire Garrett? Didn't Jones hire Garrett before Wade Phillips?
Without question. Also in Dallas, they're losing people left and right. I heard Sperano, who was hired by the Dolphins today, okay, is taking a few of those assistants with him. So, we'll see how it goes. And, I don't know. I just think that Jason Garrett made a bad mistake. Go ahead.
Babe Laufenberg, ex-Dallas quarterback and a Dallas NFL analyst for the Dallas Cowboys. He said, and I know I always come up with these obscure things, he said that Jason Garrett has seen the movie Diner, filmed here in Baltimore, 15 times, and he says he is well aware of the Baltimore legacy with the Baltimore Colts. So he does understand the legacy here after seeing Diner that many times.
I am flabbergasted that Bisciotti could make an offer, and you know it was a top-dollar offer because that's the way Bisciotti travels.
Absolutely.
Okay? You know it was a top-dollar offer. I cannot believe that Jason Garrett turned it down. So be it.
Well,
this is Mile 1 Terp Talk. Dino, thanks for coming in this week. And next week, we'll be back. We're going to have from WMUC, from this campus, we're going to have David Vatz. And this kid is something special, Dino. You'll love listening to him. He's been on before.
I'm looking forward to it.
Really knows his stuff, an up-and-comer. And perhaps we're going to get you on the closing argument pretty soon.
I would be flattered. Bruce, I think by the next Sabbath dinner, we're going to have a head coach here in Baltimore.
Mile 1 Terp Talk signing off. We will see you next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Remember, www.terptalk.com. Sign up today. See you next week.
Bruce, you were born to be a Terp.